بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر إلى الذين خرجوا من ديارهم وهم ألوف حذر الموت فقال لهم الله موتوا ثم أحياهم إن الله لذو فضل على الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون. As previously explained, the connection of this ayat to what the rulings of Allah Ta'ala from the time of Lays al-Birra, that is the first quarter of the beginning of the second quarter of Sayyafud. Allah explained various laws, and particularly just before this, the laws of marriage, divorce, iddat, meher, etc. And these are not easy to follow unless a person has the aptitude, that is, he is trained, his tarbiyat is done, then it becomes easy. Otherwise, as presently we say, we see with all these matters, the filthy linen that comes out, court cases, accusations, and all the hurt and feeling and resentment that follows. But if we train ourselves, then it becomes easy, and we'll do it in the most amicable and a gentleman way. It won't be all this filth and dirt, and that is what Islam teaches. For that, Allah mentions this instance where these people who a pandemic had come to them, and they left their homes and they went out to a place what they thought is safe outside, far away, and there Allah caused their death to come. And that is that there are two things which stop a person from fulfilling the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. The one is the love of life. He doesn't want to die. So Allah has showed here that death is not in your control. Death can come to you anywhere. And the other is that a person doesn't want to spend his money. Yeah, also Allah explains that a person should not be stingy. He shouldn't hoard his money. He should be prepared to spend. If those are the two things that stop a person from fulfilling the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and following on deen. And these are the things that a person is stopped from fulfilling the rights of Allah and the rights of the creation. So for the tarbiyat of that and the preparation, Allah mentions this incident. And then another connection, the Mufassireen have explained that like a woman whose husband has passed away and she is a widow now, in unfortunately many cases her rights are trampled upon. People feel, even her children, that there is no one to look after her, and they take advantage and very terrible situations come. They make her sign papers, her own house which is for her. They make her sign it off to them, etc. And many other wrong things are done to the old woman who seems to have no support from anyone. So Allah Ta'ala explains this incident that we become conscious that we are also living on a rented life. That our life is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala, who so to say is our landlord. And He can expel us from our homes, our life, at any time. So Allah mentioned this incident, that Allah put this fear in these people when that pandemic came, and they thought they're running away from mort. And they went to a place outside the town, in an open place, and they thought, we are safe now. Just as they thought they are safe, Allah sent mort to all of them, and they all died instantly there. So Allah mentions this incident so that we can correct ourselves. We look after the widows also. And in fulfilling the rights of Allah Ta'ala, we take out this life or this love of dunya and this fear of death, we take it out from us. And that we spend in the path of Allah, then a person will be able to live his life according to deen. Otherwise, we will think that deen is too hard to practice on. That I can't spend my money, I can't give my life, forget life, we can't even get up for Fajr then. And we can't come for Fajr namaz. Namazes seem to be too heavy for us also. Everything becomes difficult. So we need the training in those two things. So Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ کیا نہ دیکھا تُو نے ان لوگوں کو جو کہ نکلے اپنے گھروں سے Haven't you seen those people? Don't you know that incident of the people of Bani Israel, that when a pandemic came and they all ran out of their houses, وَهُمْ أُلُوفٌ or وَهَزَارُ تَهِ, and there were thousands and thousands of them. حَذَرُ الْمَوْتِ مَوْتِ كَ دَرْسِ, they feared that we're going to die of the pandemic. And the pandemic has no power to give us more. It is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Unfortunately, how many of us fell prey to think the pandemic is going to kill us? The way we went on with the mask and social distancing, staying away from our family people, not fulfilling their rights, thinking we are going to die. Or we are going to cause more to other people. Mort is only in the hands of Allah. Allah reminds us of this. فَقَالَ لَهُمُ اللَّهُ مُوتُ. پھر فرمایا ان کو اللہ نے کہ مر جاؤ. When they thought they were safe now, in an open space, where now we are not in a closed, restricted area, and we are now in this open space, we won't die now. As they reach there, and that is what they thought, Allah said, move to die all of you. And death and life is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. It isn't in the hands of the pandemic, not in the hands of the scientists, not in the hands of mask and social distancing. It is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Then one Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, his Qeel alayhi salam, passed there. And he saw these thousands and thousands of bodies lying here, dead. He made dua to Allah Ta'ala. And he said, oh Allah, give them life again. ثُمَّ أَحْيَاهُمْ پھر ان کو زندہ کر دیا. Then Allah made them alive again. So that is the qudrat and the power of Allah Ta'ala. And this must come into us. And in the ayat in front, Allah addresses the other great rukawat, impediment, thing that blocks us from fulfilling the commands of Allah Ta'ala, fulfilling the rights of Allah in His creation. And that is hoarding of money, stinginess. That we don't even want to pay our zakat. We don't want to spend on the creation of Allah. Allah addresses that in front. So these are two things that we have to try and imbibe, bring within us, which in our language we call the tarbiyat of a person, to correct his life, his outlook of life, his practices of life. Until we don't make our Islam, then it is, we find deen is a difficult thing, deen is a burden. And if our Islam is made, we will find deen is a pleasure. And to practice on deen, and then we will see the fruit of it also, yeah, in this very dunya, and of course in the akhirat, much more clearly, we'll actually experience it there too. May Allah give us all tawfiq and understanding.